Push-ups.
My ears are going to turn red.
Bruh.
All that blood.
They go. Welcome back, you guys, to another episode of the Bull City Pioneers podcast. Tuning in to your two favorite Latinos. My name is Hector.
My name is Luis.
And welcome back
to the Bull City Pioneers
episode 58 something.
How many weeks have we missed? Three? That's it?
Well, by the time this episode comes out, there's gonna already be an episode.
So it's 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Bro, let me tell you, we've been lacking on it, yeah. Bro. Shit.
Why am I breathing so hard?
You've been beating his meat.
No. So right now we have
station head
running through. If you guys didn't know already, we're gonna announce this right now, I guess, from the beginning of the episode.
Okay.
That if you guys are watching or listening to the podcast, you guys can also go to the Station Head app on the App Store, download that, look for us, Bull City Pioneers, and you'll be able to get early access to the episodes live as we do them.
And that supports us even more. When you listen, for every listen on Station Head, you're giving us much more help. We're ambassadors, so we gotta get that moolah, okay? we gotta get the mics. We gotta save up for the mics and the third angle and more lights. That's so definitely, we get more. You support us more if you listen on Station Head, because yeah, that's all I'm gonna say. I'm not gonna say anything about money because I think we're not supposed to talk about money.
We gotta get sponsors. Yeah. And bro, still too, man. Like that's gotta come, you know.
Again,
that'll be crazy.
This episode was brought to you by Waco Productions. Yo, Waco Entertainment. I still can't believe that shit's happening, bro. We're actually gonna be in a fucking video game.
Yeah.
This is my second episode talking about it, but damn, I'm so astonished that we're gonna be in a fucking video game, bro. And that a video game from Durham is gonna be created. Like, we got the show. Like, what famous show was created in North Carolina? It was like Stranger Things. Well, the director wrote it in North Carolina. He's from North Carolina.
Yeah.
So we made a plane. We got the first plane. We got the, you know, pretty good ass show on Netflix. We got 83 babies. You know that Durham group that's they're working with like everyone right now, bro. Like Future and stuff like that. Who else do we got? Shit, we got Duke.
we had
Zion. Yeah. Shit, like we need a fucking video game now, bro. Like I don't think I've ever like heard of you know somebody making a video game in North Carolina. Yeah.
Like on a sit-down console.
Yeah.
That's gonna be crazy.
Mad fucking dope. And
we talked about it in the last episode. If
you don't know about it, go watch the
check that out.
Yeah, Waco came out. Yeah, Waco came on the. Goddamn, I'm having a rash. Waco came on the podcast and he made the announcement that he's gonna be making a video game, and that he's gonna have a bunch of you know Durham artists, a bunch of Durham locations as well in the video game, and I might be helping out. I might be helping out coding the. Well, maybe. I don't know. We haven't talked too much about it, but I'm pretty sure he's going to say
probably said too much as it is.
I mean, I just know if I help, I'll have my name on that label, boy.
Oh, my God.
That's just going to be crazy. I can't wait. I can't fucking wait. But, yo, that fucking A$AP Rocky shit, man. So, he's out of jail now, correct? I'm pretty sure, I think. I think, right?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure he's... Well,
I saw
he was in jail in Sweden. One thing that a lot of people are giving him hate for is that I think it was a Twitter post or something. He posted something. He was like, well, this is a summary, so I don't know. I'm not saying it word by word, but he said that he doesn't support the Black Lives Matter movement because he's never lived it. So he doesn't support it or wants to fuck with it. And now he's in Sweden.
You read that?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And now he's in Sweden, trapped up. And now he wants people to help him out, which is fucking crazy.
Oh, yeah.
It's fucking crazy.
He needs Kim Kardashian to help him out, bro.
Bruh. I mean, honestly, now he's experiencing the...
I saw that on Instagram.
He's experiencing the incarceration system that's fucked up. But hey, What comes around goes around. Or no, what goes around comes around.
Yeah. I don't know much. I thought I saw a picture of him on Instagram, like, on a plane, like, on his way home or something.
I don't know about that.
Dude, this is obviously something that people have been talking about for a while. So. And we're just not talking
about it. We're just not talking about it, but it's totally fine. But one thing is, what we have to talk about is what is it called? Haytai event that we went to. That shit was crazy. I don't want to say his name, but G was there, G Yamazawa. Did I say it right?
Oh my god, first try.
Finally. For sure, but that shit was dope as fuck. I mean, we saw who was there, so I know Enlightened Zone was there.
Shout out to Zone.
Black Space.
Like people we've had on the podcast?
Yeah.
Black Space. So Zone from Black Space, Nance. Fest was there.
Fest was there. Wasn't he the coordinator of the event? Technically,
he was moving. He was late.
It's crazy.
Everybody was everywhere, man.
Yeah. But he was able to pull it off, and I know that he went through some challenges. I think somebody went made the fire alarm go off.
Oh yeah,
that was crazy.
They had people like exiting the.
The hallway.
The floor, like, not up in the balcony, but people down in the first floor.
Yeah.
They had them exiting the
thing. They were standing up, yeah.
And it turned out to be, like, just a fake, like... I think somebody, like, pulled the alarm.
I mean, there was a shitload of people there, bro. So I'm not surprised that somebody just accidentally kind of pulled it or some shit. But that... It could have canceled the show, you know what I'm saying? Which is crazy.
Yeah.
But who else was there, bro? I think it was... we haven't had them on the podcast, but... Raleigh Rockers. Yeah. That shit was crazy. They were what type of dancing is that considered?
Breakdance.
I don't know if it's a breakdance, but that shit was dope as fuck.
If you guys are watching this and you don't know what we're talking about, the event that we're talking about, like we said, was at the Haytai Heritage Center over in downtown, like near downtown, and it was presented by Gian Zhao, who's a big artist in Durham. And it was like an acapella type of like spoken word event, so it was a lot of like Durham local artists, but it wasn't like rapping and music. It was more so them just like getting a 3-minute set.
Yeah,
it was super quick. Like it was like what, 30 plus quick. People like
30 plus
there performers
yeah.
And like they only had like 3 minutes to say to spit something, and then like
so that shit that shit was crazy. it was fun though. It was crazy. Like the setup was just crazy. Honestly, I felt kind of weird. It's the first. Is that the first time you've gone to that building?
No. I've been there before.
It's my first time. First time, but the owner was pretty cool. I met him and everything. He was like, "Yeah, I've been I've owned this building for." So basically, he said that it was passed down to him, which is pretty cool. So.
Interesting too, like I was at the front desk show.
Yeah. Wait.
Because Lord Fest actually hit me up saying if I could help a little bit with the event.
Oh yeah, yeah. How was that?
It was tiring, bro.
Well, it's a question. So the people that were on the in the performance, did they have to pay to get in or they just walked in?
No, they had to have it. So everybody who came to the door had to have a stamp on their hand. That's why I was with the stamp.
What was the stamp for?
Like admission, like people, like if somebody who's actually like putting, like helping to put the event together saw that you had that on your hand, you were like good. Like, that means that you were good. Like,
because you had to pay for the ticket.
Yeah. If you didn't have it, you knew that person probably didn't pay to get in.
Yeah.
But I was at the front desk, like
that shit was stressful.
Most of it. It was stressful a little bit because it was just like. In the beginning, it wasn't because there wasn't that many people coming in all at once, but then like everybody started coming in, and it was like, because it was just me and then G's girl.
Oh, that's her. Oh,
her name's Chris, and she was like helping me and stuff with like looking up people's names and stuff. So shout outs to G and Chris. So I really appreciate that. Your help.
So G was helping you out.
Well. Like he was everywhere too. Like he was making sure stuff, and because he was hosting, so he had to be on stage right after everybody performed.
Yeah.
To introduce the next person.
Yeah.
So he was like, He was on stage down, on stage back, like just everywhere.
Everywhere.
That man was like.
doesn't he live out in Los Angeles now? LA? I'm pretty sure. I think that's what Lord Fest said. But I'm pretty sure.
But I mean, it was a lot of fun. You saw more of the performances than I did.
Yeah,
so.
One thing that I recognize is that Young Bull, the rappers. It's crazy how long they've come, and I'm like, fuck, I actually remember them now. And they honestly don't look that much different from high school.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, they still look
that
like...
Was the first time you've seen them?
First time I've seen them after high school, yeah.
Oh.
After high school. And they graduated with you, right?
Yeah, they were in the same...
So that's crazy. That's fucking crazy. Wait, yeah. Didn't they go out to LA too? To record? With
GM,
was that what?
They've been on tour, like, up and down the East Coast.
That's crazy.
I think they've been over to the West Coast, too.
Yeah. Actually, fun fact, also, when they got on stage, I was standing right beside their grandma, and I just had a conversation. She's pretty cool. Pretty cool.
Yeah, I saw her when she came in, too.
But
it was dope, man. I'm just glad to have been there, and to, even though I didn't, you know, I didn't see... half of the performances.
Mm-hmm.
I was just glad to have helped a little
bit.
Oh
yeah, you missed
that
big ass.
But you know, once I got off that table, I took your camera and I went in, boy.
Maybe the photos will be out by the time this podcast comes
yeah.
out. So yeah. Oh,
it'll definitely be out.
Where can they check that out?
Yeah, just look for that on my personal account.
Which is.
You're doing a plug for me?
Hell yeah, bro. I mean, what
the
you mean?
Right there?
Right here?
Or right here, I guess.
It's gonna go, is it going
to
go up?
It's going to go up. Here, I'm going to toss it to you.
Back down. Oh, toss
it to
you. Bro, you got to make a good edit, because if you make a bad edit, we're going to look stupid. Bro.
What if I just don't? And I just leave it. We just like
nah, fuck that. No, you gotta do it now, bro. It's kind of a cool event, though.
Oh man,
shit. Oh yeah, and while you're at it, you can follow me on Louise. No, wait. What is it? Louis_Louise2Z's.
What is that profile picture of yours, by the way? I've looked at it. I'm like, what is this?
What do you mean?
It's like it's black and it's like a bunch of people like standing.
Oh, it was at a wedding that I was at. So all the groomsmen.
Oh.
Took a picture. It was pretty dope because they had to edit it because it was pretty dark out. But yeah, it's just a picture of me and my cousin basically.
Like, so yeah, like, they look like presidents. I was like, we'll have like presidents on his profile pictures.
Yeah. Okay, tell me if you can do this edit though. Tell me if you can do this edit. I'm trying to open my hands and then the my name is gonna appear.
I'll figure it out.
Right there.
Nah, see, you just made yourself look stupid.
And then you go and close it. Nah, fool, you better do that fucking edit, bro. You better do. Yeah, Louis.
People listening to this are probably like, what the hell are they talking about? You gotta go watch the video to see what we're talking about.
The fuck up. Shut the hell up. Oh, people on Station Head.
Yeah, like Station Head.
Or people like they're gonna listen to us on like on Spotify and shit. Yo, so what we're doing basically is just trying to, you know, put in the plug for our personal accounts. Don't even follow Boosie Pioneers, just follow our personal accounts. Just kidding. But if you are listening to us on Spotify, you should probably go head on to YouTube. Just because. Get us some views. Actually, go to Station Head, actually. Go to Station Head.
I'm trying to do the little funny edits we used to do.
Yeah, bro. What happened to that, bro?
It's coming back.
You just
by the time, this comes out, like, you'll already see them because I did them for White Girls episode.
Okay. So, alright, that's cool.
We're recording this before that episode even comes out.
Yeah, that's cool. Bro, so we gotta do something about this board, bro. We boring the people with this board or backdrop.
No, man,
we gotta add some stuff. So if you guys have any ideas on what we should put behind us, give us some fucking ideas. Because we do not know what the hell to put back there, bro.
No, we need the shelves.
We do need the shelves.
Right here, because remember we still shout outs to real quick to Solus.
Solus.
He gave us some CDs and stuff.
Yeah. We do need it, but yeah, I have it in my car because I've been listening to it. Yeah, probably never in the CD player.
I literally like don't even know how mine works.
That's
sometimes like I just know the eject button.
Oh, that's all I do. I don't know, but that's all I do, bro.
Button, I'm like,
fast forward or like skip track? Like which one does it? Like what does
which
it do?
Which one does it, bruh? I have no idea. But also, one thing that I've been kind of getting into, it's kind of weird, you know, I've been working on it, it's not the final product, but I found this video on YouTube, you know, people putting like, like trim motors, you know, trimmers, you know what I'm talking about.
There's trimmers for what?
For grass.
You mean a weed whacker?
A weed whacker, yeah, a weed whacker. They take off the motor and then they put it on the bike. And that's the coolest shit, you know. It's the coolest shit ever. I've been trying to do it. I failed last night.
So it turns into a motorbike?
Yeah, basically.
It literally makes it, like,
yeah,
go?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. You've never seen this yet?
No.
Yeah, man. So me and my little cousin, we've been trying. We failed.
Story time of the week.
Okay, so, I mean, I was just bored one day. And I was on YouTube. Oh, so now you're gonna put it in the fucking edit. But I was doing with my little cousin, I was watching YouTube videos, and we were like, fuck it, let's do it. And so we found a weed whacker that my dad wasn't using anymore. We took off the motor, and we totally fell. Our engineering skills were not. We gotta go back to the whiteboard. But we gonna make it work.
You wrap this shit with like duct tape or something?
Hey, I mean, you know what?
Like, how do you do that? Like, you strap it onto the
so
chain?
What
like
I see on YouTube is that mostly what they do is they weld on the motor. Like, they weld on a mount, so they can mount the motor, but... And then they do some type of, like, either they put, like, the rotating portion of it on the tire, or they put, like, gears on, you know, from the gears of the bike to the gears of the weed whacker.
Oh.
That shit's just cool as fuck, bro. Like, if I could've known... If I could have known that shit when I was in high school, bro,
uh-huh.
I wouldn't even have bought a car. Fuck that, man. We going on the fucking...
I was imagining you, like, sitting on a bike.
Or, like, not even sitting on it yet, but, like, you having to, like...
You get over this place.
And then get on it.
Yo, go to the senior parking lot, park my car, put a lock on it.
Oh,
donuts
in it.
Yo, and then when it's ready, you know, 4:15 bell comes on. Go down to the senior parking lot. Oh, yo, you got a key for your car.
Oh,
That's funny. It's my key.
You
bro.
Brought a whole, like, are you talking about, like, in high school? Like,
when
you get to, like, pay for a parking
spot?
Yeah,
for a parking spot. Yo, I got a whole parking spot and this little bike.
Just a little bike. Everybody else got cars. You just got this bike. Everybody looking at you like, though.
Bruh, but honestly, I fuck with it, bro. I'd honestly fuck with it.
Really?
Like, putting a motor on a bike.
No, yeah, that sounds fun.
Like, maybe not back in high school, but now I'm just like, bro, gas prices are going up.
Popping a wheelie on that thing?
That's illegal, bro.
Really?
Yeah, popping wheelies on the street?
Yeah.
That's totally illegal. I mean,
I can't do one anyway, so.
Other than us, that's pretty illegal, too. But, just to start wrapping it up, you guys, so what should we leave the people today, bro? Question.
This episode was really short.
Hey, this shit was short. It's fine though, because we got some fire promos from.
Oh no, but I wanted to talk about one of the things about.
Go ahead.
So yes, today is Sunday when we're recording this, Sunday morning. So
yeah. So if you didn't go to church, hopefully you're watching.
Yeah.
On station head.
This is your church service for the day.
Yeah. There you go.
Oh, we're just kidding. Yesterday. Today's what, the 4th?
Shit, yeah, it is, yeah.
Yesterday is the 3rd, and it was the 1-year anniversary of Mac Miller's Swimming album.
That's
and a lot of people were, you know, like, so in love. I guess not so in love, but, like, appreciating the album yesterday.
Paying respects.
Yeah, and, like, posting the album cover and stuff. A lot of, like, you know, people who were, like, super close to him, people who just, you know, love his music as well. And, I really, like, enjoyed it because one of my favorite artists, Anderson .Paak, obviously was good friends with him, and he posted it too, and I was like, oh, this is, you know, it's just mad cool.
Yeah,
when
yeah.
you, like, see, like, your favorite artists just, you know, appreciate each other and pay respects to, like, you know, lost homies, and I really enjoy the album.
Pour
I really love the album, yeah. Even though, I hate to say it. I don't want to feel like I jumped on the bandwagon at all.
Yeah, because that's
like
what I do.
I really started only listening to him after he died.
That's crazy.
Like,
yeah.
I didn't even know of his music like that before he was gone. I'm like, dang. Like, I missed out on so much.
Bro.
That's what everybody says.
You know what's crazy, bro? You know what's crazy is that one of the biggest promotions that some artists have in you know, the bigger media is when they die. That shit's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, their views go up, and, you know, their Instagram likes goes up, and their followers goes up.
Nipsey Hussle, bro.
Like, nobody knew about Nipsey Hussle until he died.
Yeah, like, his...
That's crazy.
I think it was his whole, like, store sold out or something. Like,
yeah.
Right after he was gone.
But that shit wouldn't have happened if he would have been alive, though. Or if he would have survived the shooting, that shit wouldn't have happened. That shit's fucking crazy. People don't support other people until they're gone.
But obviously, R.I.P. to Nipsey, because, you know, we just brought him up. R.I.P. to Mac Miller. Their music is, you know, it's always going to be remembered and all that good stuff. So, moment of silence.
And we're back. So, you said a moment, not a minute. If you would have said a minute, I would have given you a minute. But what's the first Mac Miller song that you ever heard?
I mean, I listened to the Swimming album. That was literally like,
the only song.
I was like, let me check this out. Oh,
okay. So the first song on his album.
But I feel like the most, like, I really like Self Care.
Mm-hmm.
On his album, and I like Wings because I love how, like, it transitions into the next song. It's really cool. But I feel like his most powerful song is, like, on that, is the first track.
Which is Self Care?
No, is it Bring You Back to Earth?
If it's
Back to Earth or something like that. But it's like, it's just, like, the whole album, the guy's basically, like, you know, crying out for help.
Gotcha. That shit's crazy.
But at least in that first track.
Yeah, and nobody got him.
Yeah. You don't really listen to him.
Nah, but the first song that I heard with them is a song that he made with Ariana Grande. That's the first song that I ever heard.
Probably
Stay.
Yeah,
I think
Stay
it was.
The Divine Feminine album.
Maybe.
It's like a pink cover with like this like white like song.
I think so.
Alright.
So what do you want to leave the people with today, man?
I have a question you thought, right?
That shit's crazy. I said 25 minutes. It's 25 minutes. You said I should leave.
What did we talk about today? So we talked about a bunch of stuff.
So you said a thought, leave a thought.
You got the thought, I got the question.
Okay.
But I want to leave something that's relevant to what we're talking about. I guess, like, who, if anybody, you feel like you might have, like, jumped on the bandwagon as well? Do you feel like you did too?
Damn, so you want people to throw shots?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Throw them shots. I'll take an L.
Okay.
I know that was a terrible question.
Me, I've said this quote before, probably not on the podcast, but probably on Instagram. But the quote that I'm going to leave today is the oldest you've ever been and the youngest you'll ever be. No, or the youngest you have ever been. Something like that. Just know that you're the oldest that you've ever been. And the youngest you will ever be. So, yeah.
Be present.
Yeah. But how said, you guys, thank you again for tuning in to the Bull City Pioneers. Please leave feedback to the podcast. We love reading comments, concerns, questions. Follow us on Bull City Pioneers on all social media platforms and all streaming platforms. We're almost everywhere, basically. Literally everywhere. Spotify, Apple Music. No, not Apple Music. Well, actually, I think we are on Apple Music. But how said, thank you guys for tuning in. Apple Podcast. Yeah, we're on that. We're on Anchor.
Station Head.
We're ambassadors for Station Head. Shout out to Station Head. To whoever is listening. Nobody.
Let's look at this. It's still live, ain't it?
Yeah, it's still live.
Oh, no, it's not.
Don't anything. There you go. All right. And I said, you guys, thank you for tuning in once again to the Bull City Pioneers podcast. I always fucking stutter. Wait, what the fuck? What?
You just lost your train of thought.
I did, because you put it up the phone. I said, please leave feedback, leave comments, questions, concerns on everywhere. We're at Bull City Pioneers on Instagram, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Anchor, Comcast, or whatever that shit's called. Station Head, thank you Station Head for once again letting us be ambassadors, and we'll see you guys next time. Peace out. And oh, you can do a clap.